Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Way Beyond Measure.
I'm Coach.
And I'm Pat. Today we have a great guest. Miss Tiffany Brown. She is the director of our Teachers and Parents Support Program. Let's jump right into it.
Hey guys, thank you so much. I am excited. You guys help me welcome Tiffany Brown. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Coach. Hi, Pat. How are y'all?
Hello.
Ha. Hey, Pat, that was exciting. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Pat.
Okay. I'm so excited to have Tiffany Brown on our podcast today. She is a wonderful, wonderful person with like Coach said, an extensive career that I can't wait to hear more about.
Come on. And you better take notes because she is a principal and she will call you into the office.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I can tell you if you came into my office, you would, you know, we would talk and I would find out what the issue was. And when you left, you would be taking something back to the classroom that you could utilize. So it wouldn't be so bad.
Doesn't matter. I didn't do it. Still doesn't matter. I didn't. It wasn't me.
It's Coach.
It was all Coach.
It was Coach. Coach did it. Tiffany, share with us your brief 26 years in a nutshell.
Okay. I was a teacher for 6 years in the classroom, moved from that into a role called an instructional coordinator, did that for 7 years in which I supported teachers, I mentored teachers, I observed and gave feedback to teachers, and I was the liaison between the teacher and the principal. For 6 years after that, I became an assistant principal. For 3 years after that, I became a principal of an alternative setting in which I had three programs, the accelerated program, I had a special ed component, and I also had the fourth and fifth grade expulsion. The accelerated program was a program in which we helped students who may have fallen behind or been retained or got behind due to high stakes testing. And we would develop a program for them to get them ready to go back to their regular school within the correct grade they were in. I also, under that umbrella, had the opportunity to work with the Juvenile Detention Center, in which I had some teachers that worked over there. And then I had some teachers who worked at a group home we call it the Rutherford House, but it ended up being a site in which these students from the group home may have gotten in trouble through the court system, and they would go to school and they would have the regular requirements that they were supposed to have for their age. But also we had a component in which they would learn auto shop, carpentry, and business education. And I was so proud to be a part of that. That's just, you know, not necessarily also being in a traditional setting, but then being in a non-traditional. Moving from that, I was an RTI coach, response for intervention coach, for the district with 15 schools. And then I moved from that to be an instructional specialist, in which I supported four different schools, in which I helped teachers with compliance with the IEPs. I helped them. We scheduled IEP meetings. We wrote IEPs. So we supported the student. Then I ended up leaving from that and retiring and moving into starting my own business in consulting and working for a consulting company. So I had 23 and a half years in the school setting, and then I've now been working for myself for about 2.5 years. And now I have the title of now working with Way Beyond Measure.
So before Pat asked you the question, when are you going to get busy? Right,
very
Pat?
Very busy right now, but I like being busy. I just feel like in any of the roles that I've served in, I have a passion to help students grow to be better versions of themselves, and the staff that's preparing our students to help them as well to grow professionally. So I love being busy. It's part of my nature.
That is a very good thing because it's helping us out. It is a very beneficial thing to have someone with your drive on the Way Beyond Measure team. And we love it. You bring a great energy to Way Beyond Measure. Now, during your 23 and a half years in the school system, what would you say is the most meaningful thing that you've taken away from it and brought into TWB Consulting? Like, what do you see yourself referring to the most from your 23 years that you're trying to put out there on your own as you do this consulting?
The word support is big to me because I feel like when you support teachers, they will be better at their profession, become masters at their profession, and then, of course, be able to help grow their students. And even though we would love for all of our students to be on level and above level, we know many students come to school below level, and not necessarily their fault. It's just, you know, so many different factors that can play a part. So as educators, it is our job to ensure that we help those students grow, and not just academically. We have to help them grow behaviorally and socially. So my takeaway that I could state, I guess, from working with teachers all these years is just making sure that they feel supported, giving them the resources, showing them how to do something, you know, whether it's a teaching strategy or a behavior strategy, and letting them know that they're not alone, that, you know, we're doing what's best for students. And we want the teachers to feel comfortable in the fact that they're getting support. So I believe taking support from within the role, because I did mostly a support administrative role most of my career before I retired, and then moving that into the consulting has been wonderful. And I just see such growth in just teachers being so professional and being passionate about what they do. And I love to be a part of that.
You know, speaking about support, Way Beyond Measure, SUSO curriculum is all about supporting teachers in the classroom with a character development program. And you've been a part of that over this last year of not redefining, but doing videos and doing the correct curriculum. And you had a big time part in that.
Okay.
How about tell us what you think about that program and what do you think it might mean to classrooms in the United States and other places?
Well, I think the program is awesome, and not just because I'm a part of it, but just knowing that if I were a principal and I were to look at this program would have definitely been one that I would have pushed to have inside of my my school. We all, a lot of times, can find academic curriculum, you know, and find that everywhere. But many times we would forget that we have to teach the child. And to be able to do that, we have to know the child, teach them the behavior expectations in which we want to see, and not just assume because they are coming to school, they know what the rules and what the expectations are. Many students are struggling with trauma. They're struggling with just a lot of things that are going on in their life, especially now that we have this pandemic. And they need help with, could be mental health. They need mental health help. They may need just some support themselves if they're going through some bullying here or there, or if they just need some help with dealing with difficult situations and may not know or have the resources to be able to get through with that. So I believe the SUSO curriculum will benefit these students, and I just can see it being such a big benefit for any school that that will take it and go and run with it. You're not, teachers are able to go through and utilize the lessons, not just one time. You can do it as many times as you feel the need to. The videos are short, they're short enough, but they have enough value where you're not having to take a lot of time out of your schedule teaching academics, because I know that's usually an issue with teachers thinking, oh, if I may take too much time from my academic time. I feel like this program fits right into that, in which the students can get a lot of bang for the buck and the value is there. So I just feel like it's a blessing and an asset that you all need to check out and place inside of your schools.
Wow. That was awesome. Now, sticking along that same line, Tiffany, you talked about support and students needing support and sometimes teachers not being able to know what type of support the students may need. In your time with Way Beyond Measure, what made you think, hey, Way Beyond Measure could be that support factor that these kids aren't getting every day, and, you know, this would be beneficial to have? Were there specific things within Way Beyond Measure that made you just say, wow?
Well, just when I perused the curriculum that you all had set up before I even got involved, I just felt like it was very interactive for students that, like, again, that will catch their attention, but it does teach them value in whatever particular character development skill that is being promoted within the curriculum. The teachers will have access to a curriculum that we have integrated with academic learning standards. And again, it's not going to take a long time. I mean, it's very much needed. You know, SEL is, or character development is very much needed, but it can be integrated in the, into the academics. And what I love about the SUSO part is that you have a video, you have that teaches you a quick skill, and then the students, the teachers can take that and utilize that as if, you know, if she wanted to bring some groups together and allow the students to collaborate, if she wants to take that lesson and do it as a whole group lesson, and then take some of the worksheets and use them as assessments. If she has a way that she wants to do an exit ticket, she can utilize the curriculum to do that. I just feel like it's a great asset that's not going to take a whole lot of time, that's going to have a lot of value that the students will be able to utilize within the school day.
Okay, what just happened? I mean, that is, I mean, so you helped with the curriculum. It's so fun. It's going to be challenging, but I think the cool thing is it's going to be fun.
Yes. And,
you know, fun. And that's what I would have loved as a student, mm-hmm. something fun that is visual, but then is hands-on. What? I mean, I think we touch and reach every part of what education means.
Right. And I forgot to even use the word engaging, you know, engagement, because many times we struggle as teachers with trying to keep students motivated and engaged. And
yes.
I believe the videos will do that, will help them with that engagement, in which, you know, the teacher can have some takeaways after the lesson.
Yeah. I like the part that you said, they're short,
mm-hmm.
so you can do stations.
Yes.
You know how you have stations for the young yep. ones, like first, second, third graders?
Yes.
You have the listening station where they put on earphones and go along, and then you have the math station, and then you have the reading station, and then you have the SUSO station. What? Yeah, you heard me. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's a great idea.
I think Pat needs to spend more time at the SUSO station.
I probably do.
You probably do. Because we certainly know that when you say Suso and you look it up in the dictionary as someone that stands up and stands out and is of a great character, do you know that Tiffany's face is next to there? Like next to my wife, next to Jerry Lee, next. I'm looking for your face.
Okay. Because
I don't see yours or mine. What?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
They're there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I am there. It's just somewhere. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just met Tiffany Brown. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Tiffany. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And I also, if you don't mind, Coach, had a quote I just love to say to you all before we end, that we want to be the change that we want to see in the world.
I like that
yes.
quote.
Thank
I
you.
Like that.
I love
Pat,
that.
Sign us out, buddy.
Man, Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on to our show today. That was an awesome, awesome interview. And hopefully we can get you back in here down the road once Way Beyond Measure gets going and TWB Consulting is, you know, we're running the show. We're running the education world, and we can't wait to keep working with you, Tiffany, because you are a rock star. And you know how to stand up and stand out.
Thank you all. And I can't wait to see where we go from here.
Yes, that is great. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Way Beyond Measure. You can also contact us directly at waybeyondmeasure.com. We look forward to spending time with you next week as we continue our mission to show people of all ages how to stand up and stand out for one another. You just heard from Way Beyond Measure.